The first time I met Tyler Wilkie, I was dressed like a call girl. By pure, titillating coincidence, my strategy for work that day was cleavage, the big guns. Or, in my case, the medium B verging on C ones. Because yesterday, having dressed like a Mennonite librarian for our meeting with the textbook lobbyists from Texas, I'd sat there mute and limp while imagination was besieged by the powers of ignorance. Forbes and Delilah Weber loved my blouse with the Peter Pan collar. Delilah called me the sweetest little thing and precious. They promised to recommend our middle school teen health textbook for statewide adoption if we agreed to A. remove all information regarding condoms and B. change the word imagine to suppose. Imagine being too like the word magic. It might upset some people. They also asked us to get them orchestra seats to the Lion King. After the meeting, I begged my boss to refuse the Webbers. My traitorous co-editor, Edward, who happens to be from Texas, capitulated and offered to do the edits, reminding me that we don't mess with Texas and its $400 million book-buying budget. We were meeting with the Webbers again today to show them the changes. I didn't know what I could do to stop the anti-imagine machine. I had tried to come up with a plan all the sleepless night, and I had nothing. This ship was going to sink. But I decided that I, their sweetest little thing, could at least try to look taller going down. I could project confidence and strength, defiance, sex, a tall, cruel, European dominatrix vibe. It was so not me. I donned the black pinstriped suit my mother gave me for Christmas 2 years ago, which I have worn exactly once, to a funeral. Only I hiked the skirt up a couple inches and wore my push-up bra, found an ancient pair of stockings in the back of my drawer. Then I squeezed into the black, 4-inch stiletto-heeled, pointy-toed shoes I bought on sale at Lord & Taylor to go with the suit. I pulled my hair into a low, severe knot and put on mascara and lipstick. Red. I pulled on my raincoat and grabbed an umbrella, my laptop, and the 20-pound green leather shoulder bag that contained all I might conceivably need, which might include, but was not limited to, keys, wallet, cell, agenda, lip balm, hairbrush, hairband, big hair clip, tissues, book, Lolita, it happened, iPod, bottle of water, bag of raw cashews, 70% dark chocolate bar, apple, black pen, red pencil, black Sharpie, red cardigan sweater, tacky vinyl zipper bag with photo of fuzzy kitten on it, stocked with various sized band-aids, small tube of antibiotic ointment, antihistamine and antidiarrheal tablets, Tylenol, Tylenol with caffeine, Tylenol with codeine, Advil, nail file, tampons, water lily oil, hand lotion, travel size shower fresh secret, and tea light and matches, mini flashlight, tiny fold-up scissors with needle and black thread, ginger tea bags, earplugs, pocket copy of Strunk and White's The Elements of Style for grammatical emergencies. Memorized, but sometimes a tired mind becomes uncertain. Oh, and one more thing. The silver pocket angel Edward gave me, wedged deep into a rip in the lining of the bag. Thus aggressively attired and equipped for any eventuality, I headed down the 3 flights of stairs to the lobby. Big dogs barking.